lift up your voice and say to God this evening, thank you for bringing me in your presence. Thank you for bringing me in your presence. I will never leave your presence the same way I step into this place. Let your grace rob my life this moment. Lord, give me the revelation of your word as I pray. Speak to God this moment. It's all about his presence. The Bible says the presence of God, there is fullness of joy in his right hand. There are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mashadalavalako sotolobo. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Assemblies of God, we see Abuja.
That revelation of the glorious presence of God. The greatest need of our time is the revelation of the glorious presence of God. That is the greatest need of our time. Isaiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 10. Encounter the dimension of the presence of God he has never witnessed in his life and ministry. And everything about his life turned around. Permit me to say this evening, if you must succeed in the year 2018, you must carry his presence. If you must succeed in the year 2018, you must be a carrier of his presence. The presence of God makes a difference in the life of a child of God. It is not faking his presence. It is see the evidence of his presence in your life. I join my faith with God's servant, our father that is seated here, and every man of God that has spoken from this altar. I cue into their faith and I speak to somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice. The presence of God shall enter your life. Hear me? By 31st night, we were very pregnant. By 1st January, there was a delivery. And what we delivered was the year 2018. Is somebody hearing me? What we deliver is 2018. And in this 2018, there is God's presence. In this 2018, there is God's favor. In this 2018, there is God's power. In this 2018, there is God's blessing. That shall be your portion. That shall be your portion. That shall be your portion. Number one, understanding his presence. I look at the life of a man called Moses. In the book of Acts of the Apostle, the book of Exodus chapter 3, rather. Moses was in the wilderness. When you read the account, the history, the birth of Moses, the circumstances that surround the birth of Moses, it was a hard time. When the Jews were facing great hard time in Egypt. But the Bible says, Moses was delivered at a time like that. God preserved him. When there were decrees to eliminate every male child. Moses was privileged to be adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. Moses grew in the palace. At the age of 40, he ran away. And he found himself in the land of Midian and was serving under a man called Jethro. For extra 40 years, Moses was a servant. At the age of 80, he encountered God. And God said to Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses said to God, I can't withstand Pharaoh. What will I tell Pharaoh? He said, the content of your message is, I am that I am, have sent you. And Moses said, how would that be? He said, let me give you one sign, second, two signs, three signs. If they don't believe the first, they don't believe the second, they must believe the third. And God said to Moses, I am giving you a divine backing. What is that is your hand? He said, that is a staff. I use it in taking the sheep, care of the sheep of Jethro. He said, cast it on the ground. And he said, hold it, pick it up. And when he touched the staff turned to serpent. And God said to Moses, hold it by the tail. And Moses picked up. He said, this is no longer an ordinary staff, but you are carrying the staff of miracle. But the same Moses witnessed the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The same Moses parted the Red Sea. But in the book of Exodus chapter 33, and Moses began to say to God, if thy presence did not go with us, we will not go. And I begin to ask myself question, what has been following Moses? Is that not the presence of God? But I understood by scripture that Moses was simply saying to God, the presence in 2017 has expired. I need the increase of your presence in 2018. I need a dimension of your glory that I have never witnessed before. Moses said, I saw the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. But there is a level, there is a dimension of your presence that I want to enter in this year in order to accomplish the divine purpose. Moses said to God, if your presence will not go with me, I will not go. He said, if I found grace in your sight, let your presence go before me as I lead these people. And Moses said to God, what will be a demarcation between us and the other nations of the world? He said, the presence of God will put a distinction. With the presence of God will put a separation between us and other nations of the world. And the Lord said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I came to prophesy to somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice. The presence of God shall go before you. The presence of God shall go before you. On Monday, it shall go before you. On Tuesday, it shall go before you. On Wednesday, it shall go before you. On Thursday, it shall go before you. On Friday, it shall go before you. On Saturday, it shall go before you. On Sunday, it shall go before you. January, it shall go before you. February, it shall go before you. March, it shall go before you. April, it shall go before you. May, it shall go before you. June, it shall go before you. July, it shall go before you. August, it shall go before you. September, it shall go before you. October, it shall go before you. November, it shall go before you. December, I can hear the voice of celebration. I can hear the lineup of testimony. I don't know who I am speaking to. If I speak, let your amen be the loudest. Moses says, I need your presence to go with me. The reason is that Moses understood the importance of a man that carries the approval of God. The man that carries the backing of God. The man that carries the presence of God. Moses understood it very clearly. In dealing with God's presence, that's what we call the abiding presence. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, he said, lo, I am what? With you always. The abiding presence is the presence of God remaining with you always. Anywhere you go, because you are a born again child of God, the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you. The Holy Ghost is the president and resident in you. It's the one that directs you, is the one that leads you. But there's what we call the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence is the manifestation of the Spirit of God in power. It is the manifestation of the Spirit of God in power. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, when the day of Pentecost were fully come, the Holy Ghost came. The Bible says a tongue of fire rested upon 120 of them. The presence of God was no longer abiding. It was no longer the spiritual presence that men could not see with visible eyes. But in this dimension of his presence, it is the manifest presence that have an act. Manifest presence that people can witness the move of God. The Bible said, and the people said, the 120 of them began to speak in tongues. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost in power is the evidence that the presence of God is around. Is somebody hearing me? And so, as a child of God, I want you to understand, you carry God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That is the full dose of his presence. And can I speak to somebody? When the hand of God come upon your life, every hand of wickedness that have tempered with your destiny in 2017, this year they are going down. 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 If that is for you, let your amen be the loudest this moment. By the grace of God, I have enjoyed the manifest presence in ministry. I've enjoyed God in action in ministry. I am not just speaking based on scripture. I am speaking based on what I have experienced. I am giving account of what I've encountered as a person, a preacher of this word. And I speak to somebody by the mantle of God upon my life, by the grace I carry. Whatever that limited you last year, in this year, divine spirit shall take over you. The glorious presence, the manifestation of God, showing God's majestic beauty and splendor. Isaiah witnessed that dimension of his glory. He saw God in a different way. We are talking about God's glorious presence brings a revival. What is revival? Simply to me, the showing of God in the midst of his people is revival. Praise God. Whenever the honor of the church comes to the church, there will be different. Whenever the honor of the church, the showing of God in the midst of his people, is revival. And so God cannot show in service and somebody remain the same. It's not possible. God cannot manifest his power in our midst and that thing remain that way. It's not possible. God's arrival in the midst of his people is called revival. That is me. That's my definition. Within this context. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah ran away because of a woman. Praise God. Something happened. I was reading the Kings in chapter 17. Elijah woke up one morning and said, I have power. I lock up the heavens, put the key in my pocket. There will be no rain, there will be no dew. And he said, I want to prove you that God exists. Elijah never understood. When you lock the heavens and say no rain, allow dew to do what? To continue. But he said no rain, no dew. And after that, he never knew what happened. The Lord came to him and said, Elijah, I have made what I call mysterious provision for you. Go to the brook. Stay there. A raven will take care of you. Can I speak to somebody? This year, you shall enjoy divine provision. Somebody is not hearing me. This year, mysteriously, God will provide for you. The Bible said, when the brook dry, he said, forget about the dryness of the brook. When one will close, another will close. Opens. He said, there is a woman, a widow of Zarephath. But I begin to ask, how will a widow, what has the widow to take care of a man of God? God walked mysteriously. And so Elijah went to Zarephath. In chapter 18, Elijah appeared. God said, go and show yourself to Ahab. Hear me. After these days of covenant prayer and fasting in his presence, you will manifest his power. Every Ahab that have intimidated your family, it is time to show forth. It is time to manifest. Let your amen be the loudest. Elijah appeared, and Obadiah was looking for Elijah, and he saw Elijah. He said, alas, my master, thank God I've seen you. He said, tell Ahab, Elijah is here. The man that carries his presence is here. They gathered in Mount Carmel with 450 Baal prophets and 400 Asherah prophets. They offer sacrifice, call on their God. No way. The Bible says, at the time of evening sacrifice, Elijah built a broken altar of Yahweh and laid the sacrifice on the altar. I said, Lord, here today, convince these people that you are God. And he said, let that God that answered by fire, let it be our God. The Bible says, fire came. The fire that came was literal fire. Read your Bible well. And the people saw the manifestation of his presence. They shouted, Jehovah, you are God. This year, they will see the hand of God in your life. This year, they will see the hand of God in your family. I prophesy to somebody by the Spirit of God upon my life. This year, his presence shall be evident in your life. But whenever God manifests his presence, it convinces the people that he is what? He is here. Let's look at what we have here before we pray. Oski nananu zinania. Therefore, God's glorious presence brings revival. In this context, speak of the following. Revival is the product of his presence. 19th century revival. The man that superheaded, William Seymour, the Azusa Street revival, was the product of the manifestation of what? The presence of God. What you are seeing today that expanded into large family from America to Asia to Africa down to Nigeria, that is a great family that is called Assemblies of God Nigeria. It is the product of what? The presence of God in Azusa Street. One man, William Seymour. Because the presence of God was so evident in the meeting, in his life, people could not withstand. Any man that had encounter with him carries the presence of God. So there can never be revival without his presence. There can never be revival without his presence. And so when we talk about revival, it's simply saying God's presence come and reactivate the consciousness of your presence in what? In us. God's presence is the generating and enforcing force of revival. When it hit on you, you cannot withstand it. When you have an encounter with his presence, you can't remain the same. Ezebo encountered him in 1934 in Port Harcourt. Encounter his presence. See, some of them as they were praying, can we have everything of his presence in our life? The Holy Ghost did them. From faith tabernacle, they began to speak in tongues. It carried the presence to Odu Maya. The revival keep there. The presence to Enugu, Oyakilome, hit the revival. Move to Inshaland with the revival. Men that carry his presence as they go to North Kafashan, Kaduna with his presence. Businessmen, as they enter the revival, follow them. Can I speak to somebody tonight? This year, God's hand shall be great upon your life. You are not permitted to be a spectator. You are not permitted this year to sit and while away time. You are not permitted to be an observer. There is something you carry. There is something inside of you that is looking for grace to provoke it to action. By the grace of God, as I preach with passion, with high level of conviction. I didn't start today. I have enjoyed his presence. I speak to somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice. Never again will the enemy glory over your life. I came at the oracle of God tonight and I prophesy to 10%, to 20%, to 30% that will hear the sound of my voice. The enemy will not glory over your life again. Whenever the presence of God manifests, it triggers reaction and activities that is called revival. Praise God. That activities is what is called what? Revival. That is it. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, the Bible says Philip was running to the city of what? Samaria. But he was a carrier of his presence. Praise God. As he stepped into the city of Samaria, there was need here. As he preached Jesus crucified, God came down. Miracle took over the place. There was a revival in that city. That is what we consider the Samaria outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came down and took over the city. Can I speak to somebody? You'll be a deliverer to your family. Hear me? As you contact grace in this meeting every day, as you dedicate yourself, make yourself available, make sacrifice to be here, grace will enter you, God will raise you up. Yeah. Hallelujah. God's glorious presence is what releases revival. Let's look at our text about a man called Isaiah. It may interest you to understand that in the prophetic order, Isaiah was a major prophet. Praise God. And I see Isaiah as, you know, in prophetic order, we have writing prophet, and we have word prophet, and we have seers. Praise God. Isaiah was a writing prophet, was a word prophet, and was a seer. Seers are those prophets that have the ability to see what the ordinary eyes can see. Word prophet, they receive word from God and declare to the people. Writing prophet, they receive their word, they document it for people to read. And so Isaiah was a major prophet. We consider the book of Isaiah a miniature Bible. When you want to deal about the birth of Christ, the eschatology, go into the book of what? Isaiah. It gives you information. But this man has been prophesying from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. But he reached in chapter 6, something happened. By biblical history, I get to understand that Isaiah was very close to political leaders. They were very close to the king. Uzziah. But the Bible says that year, King Uzziah did what? Die. That was a separation between Isaiah and who? And Uzziah. Hear me. Can I say something? Every relationship that reduces your value, every relationship that disconnects you from divine purpose, every relationship that will not allow you to hear God and see God this year, God will separate that relationship. The Bible says, the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. Something happened in the life of Isaiah. He saw the glorious presence. He saw God in a different way. The Bible said the whole house was filled with his presence. As Isaiah, a major prophet, could not withstand the presence of the Most High. At the appearing of his presence, people tremble. This God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The Bible says he stirred up the heavens like a curtain. This God is clothed with light as a garment. He built the beams of his chamber upon the waters. It's the God that sent boundary on ocean. They can never cross it. It's the God that parted the Red Sea, that dried up Jordan. That God that became the fourth man in the burning furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. The God that fed the nation of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. The Bible said their sandal never worn out. That God that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to gloriously pass through. That is the God that become flesh and dwell among us. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. That God shall make a way for you. That God shall settle your matter. That God shall fight your battle. If I'm speaking, you stand to your feet and say amen to God. Hear me, child of God. I don't know what they collected from you in the year 2017. I don't know what the enemy stole from you. I don't know where they kept you and closed your vision and closed your mouth. But I came with the oil of grace and I speak it to somebody. They are returning it back. They are returning it back. They are returning it back. Let your amen be the loudest. Hear me. I don't care to know the altar they enter to activate their evil covenant in order to wage war against you in 2018. Because the presence of God here, I stand in my office as a priest. I stand in my office as a prophet. I speak and I offer sacrifice this evening in this exalted altar. Every evil altar that receives sacrifice to reactivate the evil covenant to work against you this year, they shall scatter by fire. They shall scatter by fire. They shall scatter by fire. Ay 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 ay. Oh Jesus. Odigo onye gi na ya na Jesus. Odigo onye gi na ya na Chineligwe. Oh kaka. Oh kaka. Ese. Ilebube. Agi. Shureliwe. Jua. Oh kaka. Oh kaka. Ese. Ese. Ilebube. Agi. Shureliwe. Jua. Odigo onye gi na ya na Chineze. Odigo onye gi na ya na Chineze. Oh kaka, oh kaka, ese idebube ahagi. Let fire touch their altar. Let fire touch their altar. Let fire touch your altar. Let fire touch your altar. Oh, Jesus. Kaka, 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 kaka. Kaka, kaka, kaka. Ezuzina na neno suprata. E kukulutu. E bado badomi kala detele sulala. Il dududu e dede negede. O boto bodu sika. I dudu ma dede katoto. E loso dobada. Can I speak to you? The man of war shall take over your battle. I said the man of war shall take over your battle. I speak to you. I prophesy, join my faith with the God servant that I hear, and I speak to somebody that is hearing the sound of my voice. That strong man that said, no, you will not stand, you will not stand, you will not fulfill your destiny. There is a stronger than him. That stronger than him carried the presence of Jehovah. That stronger than him is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the same yesterday and forevermore. He is the head of principalities and power. The Bible says, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. That Jesus shall visit your father's house. He shall visit your father's compound. He shall visit your father's house. Any strong man that are boasting this moment, that strong man shall go down. To rob grace in your life to fulfill God's agenda. Hear me. People will be lining up here preaching. Grace will be released in this altar. Hear me. If your womb have been closed, see, hear the word of the Lord. It shall be opened this year. To carry baby, you are coming here for dedication. One of the ministries that God has given is the prophetic ministry. We have the apostolic and the prophetic and the evangelical ministry. I speak to that woman, I speak to that man. Here in this altar, you are dedicating your baby. I say, here in this altar, you are dedicating your baby. When Isaiah encountered God, something happened. He saw the wonders of God's presence. He cannot explain. Wonders is what is beyond human reasoning. Wonders is beyond human calculation. Wonders is beyond human strength. What you cannot get ordinarily, naturally. And that is called miracle. Praise God. And so Isaiah saw it. And the Bible says, he recognized immediately that he's a man that is not qualified. Can I say something? Hear me. In the book of Joel chapter 2 in verse 28, it says, in the latter days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hear me. The end time move of God. You must not go to theological school and preach from pulpit before you carry fire. Is somebody hearing me? You can be where you are manifesting his glory. That is the agenda of God for the end time revival. Hear me? There are people that are hearing the sound of my voice. God will release grace inside of you to fulfill the end time agenda. Isaiah said to the Lord, I am undone. When a man encounters God, you see your weakness. You see your nakedness. You see your inability. And as I said to God, I've been prophesying. From my head, not from my heart. Praise God. I am prophesying from my head, not from what? From my heart. I have seen you. Do you know what God did? A torch from the altar. Hear me? The water that flows from the sanctuary is what guarantees your prosperity. Is somebody hearing me? In every altar, there are two important things: sacrifice and the priest. The water that flows from the sanctuary is what will guarantee your success. And so Isaiah, the Bible says, one of the cherubim just came out with a coat of fire and touched his lip. Immediately touched the lip of Isaiah. Everything about Isaiah changed. Revival took place. He said, thy iniquity has been purged. He had been taken away. You have been sanctified, purified to become a vessel and agent of revival. Isaiah said, God said to Isaiah, I am looking for somebody to serve. He said, here am I, send me. The encounter with divinity humbles a man and he yields himself to God. Any man that encounter God cannot show up. Any man that encounter his presence cannot. It breaks you into pieces, crush your ego in order to bring the best out of you. If you say you have encountered God and you are still carrying ego, you have not encountered him. Permit me to say, in encounter, there are progressive encounter. And so Isaiah said, look at me, humble me. He was humble. He said, I am ready. Hear me. The reason why you are behaving the way you are behaving is because you have not encountered him. Hear me. The greatest problem, sir, the greatest problem of the present day church, we have a bunch of people in the church that have no testimony of how they began with God. They have no encounter how they encounter God. By the grace of God, I was from a Catholic background and I encounter his presence, I encounter his power. By the personal encounter I had with God, till today I am walking. Even if the message changed, the encounter will never change. There is where I begin with this God. There is my starting point, where I began with Jehovah, where God crushed me, where he took me to quarry, where he broke me and pieces me and make me what I am today, a voice that people can hear. By the grace of God, God has given me grace to speak in platform, voice that people can hear. I don't know who I am speaking to. The grace I carry shall enter you and turn your life around. I don't care to know what they say, but I came here with the mantle of God upon my life. If God showed me mercy, he will show you mercy. If God showed me favor, he will show you favor. If God helped me, he will help you. If God gave me platform, he will give you platform. If God gave you voice, he will give you voice. I don't know who I am speaking. Don't look down on yourself. Because you are where you are today does not mean that God cannot take you to your next place. I don't know who I am speaking to. Wake up from sleeping. This year is not a year of sleeping. This year is not a year of wily time. Can I surprise you? Wickedness multiplying on a daily basis. The devil is out to destroy families. So it's not the time to waste time. It's not the time to sit and while away time. Be provoked. Are you happy the way you are? Are you happy the way you are serving God? What is your dedication level? Your consecration level? What is it? Hear me. Our relationship with God is more than coming to church. Is somebody hearing me? What we are doing is more than singing in choir. Because somebody can sing in choir, but he has known the mark of redemption. Is somebody hearing me? We are in the day of cosmetic Christianity, vegetable Christianity, tomato Christianity. Allow us to do the way we want to do. Hear me. God cannot follow you on your own time. We will only follow God on his own time. The present generation want God. God, this is how I want. They will determine how they will. No, no, no. It's not possible. God is looking for somebody like Isaiah that will say to him, I want revival. I want you to touch me. I want to carry the fire this year. God is looking for the family that will ignite fire, that will stand for God. Hear me. The reason why we are called Pentecostalism is the evidence and the manifestation. manifestation of the presence of the Holy Ghost in the church. That is why we are called the Pentecost power. That is the reason we are not Orthodox. We are not the evangelical. We are Pentecost. We are power. It's the order of the day. If you are sick hearing the sound of my voice, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Lift up your voice and talk to God tonight, wherever you are. I have few minutes. Oh, katana mani modo bosha da da da. Can you give me keyboard? Can you give me keyboard? Keyboard. Ready, ready, shua la ba. Inda mama. Kure bobo shide bede ke hula la ba. Iye la masuda ya ba. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I am ready for you this year. Lord, I am ready for you. I am ready. I want to see your power again. I want to witness your presence again. I want to witness your presence again. Lord, empower me. Lord, release your grace upon my life. In Kobo Shagadala Balabalaba. I want to carry your presence. I want to carry your presence. I want to carry your presence. Open your mouth and speak to God. Let me have an encounter with you. Jacob had an encounter with him. His life never remained the same. Say, Lord, I need your presence this year. Let your presence be evident in my life. Let me be a carrier of your glory. Let me be a carrier of your fire. Lord, I am ready for you. Use me this year as a vessel of revival. Use me this year as an agent of revival. God, I cry to you. Alabara sokoto robashadalaba. Inkobolo godo suta yalabadaba. Roboto goto logoto labashakata. Are you praying or are you watching? Speak to God this moment. There is grace in the house. There is grace in the house. Are you not tired the way you are serving God? What happened to your consecration? What happened to your dedication? You used to stand and hear God speak. The Lord used to open your eyes. What has happened to you? What is your prayer life like? Devil, demon used to fear you. Are they still afraid of you? When you appear, things will begin to happen. What is happening to you? Can you talk to God tonight? Revive me. Let me carry your presence. Revive me. Let me carry your presence. I want to see you in action in my life. Masutadaba. Ekobo shagadaba. Speak to God tonight. You can remain the same. You can remain the same. You can remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear amen like thunder? Say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, answer me by fire. Every Uzziah over my life and destiny, what are you waiting for? Go down by fire. Go down by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. It is prophetic. Every Uzziah stopping your manifestation. Every Uzziah that cloak cover your vision. Every Uzziah that make you cannot hear God again. Every Uzziah that move you out of divine purpose. Every Uzziah that temper with your glory and values. Every Uzziah that upon joy your life.
Uzziah, what are you waiting for? Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Are you praying? Ataradaradokododo. Inkoborodododogadagadagada. Radudu kadegedegadagadogologodo sadada. Eretegedegedaraba. Oborodogada. Edusadabalagada. Esusaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear me like thunder? Can I hear me like thunder? Say, oh Lord my God, this night I demand the services of angels from the angelic barrack. Angels of war, come and rescue me. Every battle going on in my life, going on in my family, angel arise with a sword of fire. Come and take over the battle. Open your mouth and pray wherever you are. There are ministry angels that are assigned for every battle. Declare war. La da tu sa da 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 da. Eko bologo do so do 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 do. Aha, my God. E de 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 go 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 do 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 do. Re ke de 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 da ra ba da. My God, my Father. Eko do 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 la ga da da da. E de ke de le ke de le ke le ba ra do do la sa da. Eko ba do do su ta la ba. E kata e kata e ko ba la ba la ba la ba la ba. E ga da ga da ga da ga da ga da ga da. A ra do 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 do. Be angry in the spirit. The devil is a liar. They can't tempt you. The affliction shall not rise the second time. It's not going to be the same story of yesterday. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord my God, this year 2018, I am walking in power. I am walking in favor. I am walking in victory. I am walking in prosperity. I am walking in success. I am unstoppable. They cannot hold me by the reason of his presence. Can you speak to your life? Can you speak, prophesy? Wherever you are, there is grace. I am walking in power. I am walking in your presence. I am walking in glory. I am walking in favor. I am walking in prosperity. I am unstoppable by the reason of grace, by the reason of his presence. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I walk in victory. I walk in vision. Adadada. Azadara to sotolopo. Aradadagadagadagada. Kerodo sotolopo.